It's Frederick County Basketball on 930 WFMD.
High school basketball is brought to you by Jay Day and the Day Home Team of Real Estate Teams. Frederick's first choice for all your real estate needs. Griffith Plumbing. When you need a plumber, they'll do it right. Go to griffithplumbing.com. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, and sports. Premier Dental Arts. All your dental needs in one place. Maryland Men's and Women's Basketball.
The Mount St. Mary's University Basketball Team.
The Mark Turgeon Coaches Show. And Frederick County Sports Weekend, featuring Pete McLeod and Ed Lulley. Now let's go to the gym for the call of tonight's game, featuring Pete McLeod.
Blessing in disguise, because, yes, it's great to have to be undefeated. That's a nice feather in the cap, so to speak, and everybody, you know, that's something that's is really cool. But if you're undefeated going into the playoffs, that pressure's still there, and if you lose one, you're done.
Yeah.
And that, so when I coached, that was nice to think about, but I prefer to have a loss during the regular season, get that monkey off my back, so to speak, have that loss already done. Now we can settle down and play like we want to play. Middletown's done that, and certainly no shame. It was an excellent Ligonier team that beat them the other night. Now the girls can't have to worry about that undefeated season. Now they can focus on winning tonight, finish out the season. Look to play in that championship game on Tuesday and then get going in the playoffs.
You can probably hear the pep band behind us. They're really good, but they're really loud.
Yes.
We're up on the platform overlooking the court, and a great view up here. Very good crowd tonight for Friday night. If you've been listening to the weather forecast, it's been increasingly saying we're going to get more snow than they said originally. But who knows? That could be a dusting. It could be, you know, 6 inches. We're not worried about that tonight.
No.
Tonight, it's nice. It's a little windy outside, but it's nice and warm here.
Yes.
I want to thank our sponsors again. Premier Dental Arts, Dr. Cappuccino of Mount Airy, Jay Day and the Day Home Team of Real Estate Teams, and Griffith Plumbing. And I believe Buffalo Wild Wings is in there, too. And,
yes.
And we really appreciate those sponsors bringing these games to you. Two games that we know of Tuesday.
Yes,
and,
correct.
And Pete will be there, and I believe I will be there. We'll see. And it should be really good. They're over at Hood, which is a great environment for a game.
That's what they've been doing now. When we went to the Central Maryland Conference here, 2 years back when it was just Frederick County, and then we started having those conference championship games, and now they joined with Washington County this coming season. So, but it's always fun. A great way to end that season, whatever it is, out and having it at Hood, which is a great facility to have it. And without question in my mind, Ed, after seeing all these teams play this season, you've got probably four. And the boys, TJ boys, Oakdale boys, Middletown girls, Federer girls, four of the best teams in the state of Maryland, period. And it looks like, and it's somewhat conjecture on my part. I don't know absolutely 100% for sure, but I believe you're going to see all four of those teams be the overall number one seed in their region. I know TJ is already, they're going to have their number one seed in the region, so everything will go through them. I know Middletown girls definitely are going to be the number one seed in their region. I'm pretty sure Frederick is, and then the Oakdale boys. I mean, it's just, you know, and you know, we'll see one of the best players in the state of Maryland, in my opinion, too, here tonight. And if you haven't come
Sailor
out,
Boffenberger.
If you haven't come to see this young lady play, you ought to come out and watch her.
She was our female athlete of the month for January. Excuse me. Yeah, January. And for February, Michaela Daniels. And Michaela, she reminds me, Sailor reminds me of Michaela in the sense that I saw Michaela Daniels as a freshman play at Frederick. And I'm hitting Pete's shoulder going, Pete, who is she? Because the way she played, she came on like a senior. Very composed, no hesitation, deliberate, great athlete. And then I saw Sailor Poffenberger, and I'm going, hey, that's the same kind of extraordinary talent.
Yes.
And I've told both those players that, too. So
yeah.
I think we're really lucky in Frederick County to have talent, because it makes all these other great athletes, you kind of don't notice, and yet they're exceptional athletes we're talking about.
Indeed, you keep seeing more and more the younger players being put on the varsity am starting on a varsity level team and still have that composure as if they're a junior senior. And that's what you see certainly with Michaela Daniels, as you said, and she's only a junior. She's going to have a year. And Sailor Poppenberger,
a freshman.
You know, just amazing the talent and what commitment those two young ladies have put into playing this game and being where they are. And without question, two of the best girl basketball players in the state of Maryland.
I think so. I think without question. Both, I think, are going to be playing Division I. I think they're probably going to go on past that.
Well, you know, Michaela has already committed to Arkansas, so there's a D1.
Yeah, she said that.
D1 school, so
I'm sure. Not too shabby.
No, indeed. And they'll be very... she'll be definitely an asset for that program, for sure.
Yeah, you
sure.
get to watch her on television.
Yeah, indeed.
And it'll be nice that we can go from Frederick County. They'll never mention that, though. They never do.
No, but that's okay.
I guess, because we know.
Yes.
Tonight's senior night here at Middletown, and we haven't seen those festivities start yet. I'm not sure how they're going to do it. Maybe they're going to do it halftime. Maybe they're going to do it at the end of the game. I don't know.
Yeah, there's four seniors on this Middletown squad. You got Brianna Crutchfield, Haven Brandenburg, let's see, what's the other girls here? I'll get them in a second. Let me get my sheet out. Alyssa Arney and Lexi Hofflinger. And again, you know, here's a point that we were talking earlier. As far as depth, they have, you know, Middletown has this depth, and they're young too. I mean, they have a nice core of kids coming back, and then. As the old saying goes, success breeds success. Well, you know, when a program starts having this kind of success, you find out kids wanna be a part of it, and so you may end up getting more kids coming out for basketball because they want to be a part of something like this. So it all works. It all is positive for sure.
We're about 11 minutes from a tip-off, and I'm not sure what they're going to do, so we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Live High School Basketball on AM 930 WFMD.
Frederick County Basketball, Maryland Terrapins Basketball, all on 930 WFMD Frederick.
Welcome back, everybody. Ed Lully with Steve Nibbs, and we're here at Middletown, and they are just introducing the players right now. You want to read the seniors. Starters off?
Well, seniors here. I'm going to wait and see what...
Are they doing seniors?
Yes, they're doing seniors.
Ah, finally.
And without any further ado, let's meet our seniors. Our fifth senior night is number 3, Lexi
Hofflinger.
She's a good player.
Yes, she is.
Actually, all the seniors are good players.
Yes, they are.
Lexi is a full-time guy. Her parents and siblings, John and Carrie and Corey Miller. Lexi has played basketball for the past 4 years. After graduating from Middletown, Lexi went to the NSCC and played softball before transferring to Liberty University.
And she's walking across the middle of the court.
Going to Liberty next year.
And her mom and her dad, and it's like brother and sister are there.
Yep.
Maybe two sisters. I don't know. One sister.
I'd like to thank her teammates and basketball family for all the memories. Class.
And it goes so quick if you have kids in school.
Absolutely. And, yeah. Once they get to ninth grade and the high school, that 4 years zips by.
It does. It does.
No question.
So, how have you been adjusting?
I'm just fine.
Now, because you were just retired in what?
July.
July.
Yeah. I recommend it for anyone.
So you haven't had any of these mid-morning, oh, my God, I got to be there, it's not 10 o'clock, or
no,
none of that?
That's the thing that's been nice. I missed the relationships I had, the coaches, my colleagues and all them. I missed
no,
them.
No, you haven't. I got to tell everybody that everywhere I go with Steve Nibbs, he is treated like royalty by everybody there, that everybody knows him. He coached at a lot of different places. He was athletic director. He knows all the athletic directors. He knows all the coaches. He knows a lot of the players. Too,
wow.
And you know, a big part of the community, and Steve,
oh,
big
thank
part
you.
Of the community, and
thank you,
it's
Ed.
A lot of fun to do games with you.
Well, thank you, Ed. I appreciate it.
I mean,
that.
Even as far away as Westminster, we show up and everybody knows you. So, you know.
Well, after being in the county for 45 years, I got to meet a few people along the way, and it was fun. I really enjoyed it.
And coming back to Middletown, you coached at Middletown.
Yes, I did. So I had two stints up here. One for 11 seasons and another one for 4. and certainly enjoyed my time up here coaching football. Great community, great high school. We had Alyssa Arney, who's out there, and here comes Brianna Crutchfield, certainly a key player
for
the night.
Oh, she's crying.
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough.
It's
tough for the seniors.
I think it's tougher for the parents, though.
Yeah. You know, it's your last regular season home game here in at this place. In the
you
next.
Know, tears to big smiles in 30 seconds.
Yeah. And I think the last one will be Haven Brandenburg.
She'd like to thank her grandfather for being a great fan of hers and Middletown basketball. She'd like to thank her mom.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, it is.
And her hero.
And it's really tough on the parents when you know that's the baby, and then that, you know, that's it.
Yep. I went through it, but for football
yes.
and track, not for basketball.
I think all parents are. Haven Brandenburg, an excellent player, well, hustles all the time. Does a great job for this night team. Being introduced now with her parents and family.
After graduation, Hayden will attend Messiah College in La Crosse.
And what they've done here, Ed, is stop the warm-up halfway through, do this, and then they've got 10 minutes on the clock, but go ahead and finish the warm-up after the last senior here.
And it is pretty much a full auditorium. And we're up in the top here, and there's a lot of people up here.
Well, this team is certainly
deserving of it.
Yeah, they've certainly drawn the crowds this season, and that's always a good thing.
Look at this. She's a great player, too.
Oh, yeah.
Now she's smiling, but she wasn't smiling a second ago. A lot of emotions out there.
Oh, sure. Your senior night always is. Some of these athletes go through a couple senior nights during the year.
They do.
You know,
I
was when I was there at TJ, I would see one young lady or young man in the fall and see him again either in the winter or spring because they played another sport. So,
one of the things I've seen, I don't know if everybody has one, but they have. We've seen the posters of everywhere, and a lot of the posters for players are like baseball cards almost, only their poster size.
Yeah.
And they're really professionally done. They really look wonderful.
Yeah.
And you're sitting there going, wow.
Yeah,
how long have they been doing it? A couple of years.
Yes.
But they're really wonderful.
Yes, it is.
And it's something that the kids get to keep.
Correct.
You know, and show up and they take it to college, and the college people go, that's high school.
Yeah, well,
and then they take it down. But anyway.
The parents in each school, the boosters and the clubs, the parents of that particular sport do a great job in knowing someone and getting that, taking the pictures and getting that done. And that means a great deal to these young athletes.
But these posters, these are different. These are more like banners.
Yeah.
And they're longer.
Very
long and narrow.
Yeah.
But they're similar. They have the first name of the player, and they only have the seniors up. And they have real action shots of the players. It looks really nice.
It's very nice. And then, you know, that's just a nice memory for those seniors to take with them. Now, if you start not be able to hear us,
Mike Desmond down there, the athletic director.
Mike Desmond, yep.
And
now we'll finish the warm-up and
group hug.
10 minutes from now, we'll be able to start this game. But
you wanna,
looking at the I'm
starters.
Not sure. I have the starters for Tuscarora. I'm not sure. I don't want to say. Middletown, I know that.
I'm pretty sure Sailor is going to be one of the
Sailor,
starters, number four.
I think here's, and I wasn't able to get with Coach Poffenbarger, but I'm thinking and Sailor, Poffenbarger, Melanie Pick, Alyssa Arney, Haven Brandenburg, and Brianna Crutchfield are the possible stars from Middletown. They've been those ones, and you have Gemma Cariotti coming off the bench, Molly Farron. Brianna Walker now is on the chief comes off. So some great players that intermingle. Coach Teasley sent me that the starters for Tuscarora will be number 5, Marley Tierney, number 20, Sydney Brooks, number 21, Chandler Stewart, number 22, Maya Allman, and number 23, Shannon Crayham. And so the Titans come in certainly having a 500 type season. A great coach in Nikki Teasley, certainly a great player in her own right when she played. But you know, Tuscarora has always had that program in the last 4, 5, 6 years now. Been very competitive, and have been beginning to move up. And so I'm sure that Coach Teasley will have them going. They only have three senior starters, but they got a young base there with some sophomores and juniors. So looking at the Titans, they have nothing to lose tonight. Come out, be loose. And certainly would love to have an upset here.
Absolutely.
For sure.
Absolutely. That's what they're shooting for.
I think you'll see a different Middletown team tonight. Now that that loss is out of the way, now they won't be as anxious, so to speak, because they don't, you're always thinking about it in the back of your head that you don't want to lose. You're undefeated. You want to stay undefeated. But now they don't have to worry about that. And I think you'll see a very focused team come out tonight and we'll put on a good show, and then they come back on Tuesday, and that's going to be an outstanding ball game. I don't think you look at it from the standpoint Frederick won't, even though it would be quote revenge because Middletown beat them opening game of the season up here by 7. It'll be just about winning the conference title, but certainly a little. You got to think there's some little bit of revenge factor involved in that, because if you get beat by a team, if you get another shot, you don't want to beat them. The good thing is we fought.
Absolutely. And
excuse me.
The cadets, I have to say, they're a great team. They really are very well coached, tremendous talent on the team, and it's going to be a fun playoff.
This conference title game is really works out very well. Number one, it doesn't have anything to do with seedings, so they don't have to worry about that. Each of those games have a 2A and a 3A playing one another.
So that, again,
doesn't have anything to do with seedings, but you won't see them again. And so that's the nice thing, it gives you that quality game with a outstanding opponent before going into the playoffs. So that's going to be a good thing.
If you lose, it's not 1-9.
You're not going to worry about it. I mean, you want to win the conference title. Not to go take anything away from that, because that's something that you can, it's nice to put up there. But the bottom line is you're not done.
Right.
You start that. Well, most of those four teams, my guess is, as I said earlier, my projection, they won't be playing until the following Monday anyway. But that Friday, Saturday is the start of the playoffs. And so I don't think that Middletown girls, Frederick girls, Oakdale boys, TJ boys, they'll probably be playing the following week. So it'd be nice to have all four of those schools get down the road. That would be outstanding.
It would be. And the other thing is they get in a position where they're playing in a college environment. And it's a really great place to watch a game. If you get an opportunity to go over, the last time I did a game over there, you couldn't get in. It was packed.
Well, I'm sure that Tuesday night, that place will be packed. And that's another... Not a good thing. That's a packed house, a lot of noise.
It's a
playoff environment for the kids to get in themselves oriented to something like that. Now, obviously, going down and playing at a college facility is another whole thing, but playing at Hood in that loud, compact area will be great for them as far as how they handle it. And if you haven't had a chance to see if any of those four teams play, come out and watch, and definitely stay around for the 8 o'clock game with the girls, because you're going to see two of the best around play.
And you probably want to get there early.
Yeah, I would, because that's going to be quite a matchup, and you get to, like I said, get to see two of the finest players around.
We should have tracked down Mr. Desmond and asked him if there's tickets on sale early.
I don't know how they do it. They probably do it at the door. They sell at the door.
Yeah. Hood's great school, and such a wonderful place to do a game. Really have enjoyed doing the games we did there before. And the thing I like is if they make it all the way, and they go to the facility at Towson, that's first rate.
Oh, and then, excellent!
So, and then Maryland's first rate too. It was a great place to do a game.
I mean. That's a dream come true, so to speak, with the boys. They go down and play at the Comcast Center. It's just, you know, what a facility. It's one of the best in college basketball, in my opinion. Anyway, definitely one of the largest for sure as far as capacity. But Towson did an outstanding job in their facility down there. And Pete and I did a couple games with Oakdale. Went down there, and I think Urbana the 2 years that one year that both of them were in it. Fantastic facility, the way it's set up, it's really great because it's spectator friendly because you don't have to have a seat to be able to watch the game. It's all the way around. Outstanding facility without question.
Well, at Maryland, it looks like they're almost towering over the court. I mean, it looks like they lean too far forward, they're going to fall into the court.
Yeah.
And I think that it was deliberately designed that way to be as loud as possible and to give the home team an advantage. And yeah, I think it does.
Oh, it sure it does. It indeed does. But what a way to, you know, finish the regular season off, and then everybody gets excited. And certainly this year, without question, we have the opportunity, possibility of multiple teams making their way through and getting down to their respective championships. And it doesn't hurt to have that these schools are the number one seeds, and they have to go through them to get there. So this Middletown girls team certainly will have to be concerned with Oakdale. Oakdale is the number one seed in the other section, and I'm sure Middletown's the number one overall seed. So they'll have to come, you know, that'll be a good matchup because they've already played twice and they've both been great games. Walkersville, another school they got to be certainly are concerned with because they gave them probably two of the best games that they've had. The first game was a one-point win with seconds to go, and second game was a 5 or 6 point game. So those two schools definitely will be in the hunt with Middletown. Liganor will be one that you need that I'm sure Frederick is aware of. They gave this Middletown team their only loss so far. Very, very good team. Coach Easterday has done a great job out there with that bunch, and so you. I'm sure they're anxious to get another shot at Frederick, so they'll have that ready to go.
We're going to take a quick break back to the studio. We're about a minute and a half away from the national anthem. You're listening to live high school basketball here on AM 930 WFMD.
Frederick County basketball on 930 WFMD.
Welcome back, everybody. Ed Lilly with Steve Nibbs, and we're here at Middletown High School where the Tuscarora Titans girls basketball team is going to challenge the Middletown Knights girls basketball team on their home court. Middletown just had a loss, first one of the season. Bit of a surprise. Liganor beat them. Close game still.
Yeah.
Wasn't a blowout or anything, but sure they're going to try to not let that happen again in Middletown anyway. So,
no shame.
We expect a good game.
No shame in losing to the Lancers.
No, absolutely not.
This is a nice thing that a lot of schools do. We did it at TJ as well. Give the opposing team seniors a flower.
Isn't that nice? And it's Coach Poffenberger that's handing them out to the Tuscarora Titans.
We do that. So that's a nice thing to do.
And I think it is, too.
Sure.
And the show, and of course, senior night.
Yep, that's right.
And we just honored the seniors from Middletown. Apparently, there's one senior missing because she didn't get a flower.
She'll get it. I'm sure Coach will make sure
she
gets it.
Well, with flu season the way it is.
She gave it to the official.
I don't think it'll help.
No.
So now she shows up, apparently.
Now he's announcing the non-starters.
And as soon as they get done announcing them, they'll announce the Middletown players. We'll see how close you were, Steve.
Yep, Marla Tierney was out there. She went a little too soon. But she's out there. Sydney Brooks is 5'3" senior guard.
A 5'9" senior forward, number 5, Marley.
Now Marley Tierney can come on out.
A 5'6" junior forward, number 21, Chandler
Stewart, the 5'6" junior.
A 5'10" senior forward, number 22, Maya Allman.
Maya Allman, the 5'10" senior.
A 6'4" junior forward, number 23, Shannon Craham.
6 foot junior Shannon Craham. That's the starting five for
Scott Ellenberger, but head coach for Titans is Casey Rodzinski.
And now the Middletown players will be introduced.
Okay, Casey's now taking over. Okay. There's, let's see how it takes, looks like coach is going to start her seniors. Oh. And outside. Everybody.
The non-starters,
right.
Yeah.
But Jenna Cariotti, you'll see her tonight. Molly Farron.
She's a fighter.
Yep, Molly Farron, another hustler, another shooter for him. Sarah Toulon, another fine player, hustles. Cheryl will step in there. Brianna does a great job when she gets in there as well.
Yeah. Doesn't quit.
Megan Shipley. You know, these girls play. Brianna Walker. You see her on the floor tonight as well. Yeah, seniors.
She was just moved up, right?
I don't know about Lexi.
Oh. She's a freshman.
No, she's a senior. Hofflinger.
Oh, Walker I was talking about.
Yeah, Walker. No, she's a junior.
This says she's, I'm sorry.
She's up top.
You're right. I missed it.
Yeah. Number 20, Alyssa Arney, the other, another senior. Haven Brandenburg, the third senior on the squad. And then Brianna Crutchfield. So Coach Poffenberger, and she does what a lot of coaches will do, is start your seniors. On senior night, which is a good, nice thing to do.
And now we're about to have the national anthem. Everyone standing.
Referees for tonight's contest is assigned by the Maryland Public Secondary Schools Athletic Association, the Central Maryland Conference, and the IAABO. Our Marvin, David Diggs, and Kevin Regis. And now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we ask that you please. At this time, we ask that you please rise and join us in a moment of silence. 2 days ago, in Parkland, Florida, at Martha E. Stoneman Douglas High School, a horrendous tragedy happened. At this time, we ask that you join us, the Middletown High School community, in honoring that community with a moment of silence. Thank you. At this time, we ask that you please remain standing. And gentlemen, please remove your hats.
And that was a moment of silence for the shooting victims in Florida. I thought that was a nice idea.
Yes.
The pep band is really good.
Yeah, they've been doing this for years, Ed, and it's a nice touch for sure. They'll stay. Usually they stay till halftime, then they take off.
But I've got to say that was a very nice rendition of the national anthem.
I'll see if how Tuscarora defends Middletown tonight, and certainly if they what they do with Sailor Poffenberger. Last time we watched, had the Oakdale game. They played a box and one with man-to-man coverage on Sailor. We'll see what they do tonight.
Tuscarora does. In the green uniforms with white numbers, Middletown with white and dark numbers, and Sailor Poffenberger is at the center of the court in the middle of the M, and they're getting ready. And she wins the toss and knocks it over to number 20, who gets it to 33, who lays it in.
Brianna Crutchfield, nicely done there. Great play there.
And Alyssa Arning did a nice job of holding it down.
Nice Chandler. Passing by Tuscarora. Mark Turney had a shot, missed. And Sailor with the rebound.
Nice pass by Sailor.
Back out. There's Crutchfield. Try to pass
one
it down
the Titans players managed to knock it away.
Try to get it to Hofflinger and went off good defense by Tuscarora getting a hand on there and putting it out of bounds.
Intercepted pass. Yep. Middletown gets it back.
Great job there. Bring out to Sailor here at the top of the key. And looking down low, Crutchfield over to Haven Brandenburg. Bounces off. Tierney with the rebound for Tuscarora. Sydney Brooks with it in the corner.
A long shot.
Three, no good. Lexi Hofflinger with the rebound, and I think we had a foul.
You see who it was on?
We'll see here in a second here, Ed, as soon as it goes up on the board. Number five, that's Marla Tierney. That's her first, team's first.
You know, you have a lot of technical difficulties sometimes doing games, but I have never had my glasses fall apart with a lens fall out. And so while I'm desperately trying to get it back in.
Okay, there's the pass to Sailor Poffenberger, and she walked. So ball goes back over to Tuscarora.
You know, it's hard to remember that she's just a freshman.
Yeah, but she plays older than that.
Yeah, a lot older, but she still makes mistakes.
Backcourt pressure here by Middletown. Pass now to Maya Allman over to Tierney, and she's going to call for a walk. Get a little excited, and everybody's taking a little extra step here, so Middletown gets the ball out of bounds underneath.
2-0 score with 6:38 left to go here in the first period. Sort of like nerves.
Sailor, nice down pass to Haven Brandenburg underneath him. Good.
Easy layup.
Nice layup there by Brandenburg. She has the 4 points for Middletown. Backcourt pressure, trap pressure on Tuscarora. Now they get the ball to Tierney. Tierney over. She walked again. Double dribble this time.
Coming into the game for Tuscarora, number 13, Michaela.
Michaela Ambush now in for Marley Tierney. Number 13. Middletown bringing the ball up.
She can get a better. Sailor passes it in.
Crutchfield.
Top of the key. Yeah, she's. Bounce pass was intercepted.
Up, stolen back. Taylor brings the ball out, set up the offense. Over to Crutchfield at the elbow on the right side. To Hofflinger.
Long shot. No good.
Poffenberg with the rebound. Brandenburg.
I like the behind-the-back pass, too.
Arnie driving in, and good.
Nice shot.
Nice shot by Alyssa Arnie. Nice job stolen by Crutchfield. The Poffenberger. Poffenberger out front. Quick pass inside.
She's fouled.
Nope. It's a knock out of bounds. Good block there by Shannon Cram. Good defense there by Tuscarora.
6-0.
Try to lob pass it. Yeah, try to lob pass into Sailor and taken away by Tuscarora. Michaela Ambush in now, dribbling the ball. Another 3-point shot. No good. Rebound. That was Sydney Brooks. Brooks back out to Cram. Shot no good. Michaela Ambush down the baseline. And the ball is knocked out of bounds, and it'll be Middletown ball. Tuscarora taking a good deal of outside shots, not able to hit any yet as Sailor Poffenberger brings the ball down, out to Hofflinger on the right side, out to Crutchfield out top. Set up the offense. Brianna Crutchfield with the drive to the basket. Up and good, and we got a foul. Nicely done by Brianna Crutchfield. Crossover dribble. took it to the hoop. And we'll get a chance for a three-point play. That's a foul on Maya Allman. That's her first, team second. And we have a timeout. But tell score 8-0 here with 4:49 left in the first quarter. You've been able to...
Well, it's not what the Titans wanted to do.
I sure didn't want to get off to a start like this, but Middletown playing great defense and not giving the Tuscarora any easy shots inside. It's been the long shots that they've had to take, and they haven't been able to knock any down. Most of them coming from Shannon Cram. Now, Brianna Crutchfield at the foul line to shoot as part of her possible three-point play here.
First shot's up and good, all net.
She has three. Brandenburg has four, and Arnie two for Middletown so far. Mishandled by Tuscarora.
And Poffenberger picked it up.
Yep, bringing it up the court. Drives the lane. And in. Nicely done.
Just drove between two players and then laid it up.
Great control over the body and knowing what going down the middle of the lane.
11-0.
Hannah Thompson in now for Tuscarora. Ball went out of bounds. Middletown gets the ball under their own basket. Lexi Hufflinger taking the ball out for the Knights. Knocked away. Good defense there by Michaela Ambush. Knocking the ball away from Sailor Poffenbarger.
I think it's safe to say she's one of the better players for the Titans.
Yeah. She's done a nice job so far. Good pass inside to Sailor.
Takes her
out
time,
to the wing.
Kicks it back
Arnie.
Out.
Arnie, yep. Brandenburg with driving the base plate. Brings it back out.
Well, it was a nice behind-the-back pass, too. I mean, dribble.
Good ball movement here by Middletown. Nice pass inside to Brandenburg. Pivot. Shot. No good. Ball on the floor, probably
a jump ball.
Yep. I think that's Tuscarora ball. Tuscarora certainly would love to get a basket here to get themselves going the right direction.
Back in the game.
Yeah.
Starts at the top of the key. She takes it to the outside, drives the lane, lays it up,
nice
and it's good.
Sydney Brooks with a nice drive to the basket using the left hand and got it to go. And she's at the foul line with a chance to complete a three-point play. Foul was on Alyssa Arnie. That's her first. And it trickles and rolls in.
So it's 11-3.
That's what Tuscarora needed to get some points on the board now. See if they can get a couple stops and get themselves back in this game.
Sailor has it at the top of the key. She takes it to the right-hand side, dribbles to the baseline.
Nice pass to Brandenburg.
Nice shot by Brandenburg.
Haven Brandenburg really having a real good start here. That's 6 points for her tonight. Good pressure again by the Knights in the backcourt, making it tough for Tuscarora to bring the ball up. And here again, they got turnover, and Middletown gets the ball back.
They keep doing that.
That's good hustle all the way around with this Middletown team. So Poffenbarger ball in her hands, top of the key. Pass the left elbow to Crutchfield. She's looking for Hufflinger. Over to her, the top of the key. To Poffenbarger. Drives the left side, almost stolen. Good hustle that time by Michaela Ambush. Almost took the ball away from her.
You know, Poffenberger, for a player that tall, has great control.
Oh, good hustle. Stolen by Chandler Stewart. Ah, she got a little
good
ahead of herself there and couldn't quite complete the layup, so she turned and got the ball back outside. Three-point play blocked. We got a foul. I think that was Michaela Ambush. Attempted three, but she's fouled by Brianna Crutchfield, so she'll get three foul shots here. She went down kind of hard, but I think she's okay.
The official's checking with her to make sure she is. She's a junior. First shot. And it's no good.
In front of the rim and drops down. A little more knees. There, bend the knees and get the ball up.
If she can make this, it'll get him back within 10.
Yeah. That
and that's
good.
All net.
Yep, that's good. Now I get to that last one.
So it's now a 9-point game, 13-4.
Get this last shot, make it an 8-point. That'll be single digits. That's always good. Short there with that. Brandenburg with the rebound. Almost stolen that time by Allman, Maya Allman, but
Crutchfield has it. But
Brianna Crutchfield, stolen that time.
Too hard.
Yep, by Hannah Thompson. Down
easy
to that's a shame. Great pass by Thompson to Allman, and Allman couldn't handle it and went off her hands out of bounds. Middletown going
a little
the other
too
way.
Anxious.
Whew. That's a tough break there. That was an easy two for her.
Now it's full court press.
Good hustle there. Michaela Ambush made an impression here since she's been in the ball game, and now they're gonna go man pressure here on the out of bounds play. Number 5 Melanie Pick now in for the Knights.
Brianna Walker's now in too.
Taking the ball in, stolen by Tuscarora. There was Ambush again, got her hands on it. Thompson with the ball now.
Thompson kicks it back out, top of the key.
Inside, nice pass inside. Nice
and
shot there.
Nice pivot shot.
By Allman.
Poffenberger brings it up on the right-hand side of the court. Drives down, lays it in.
Yeah, great job by Saylor.
Drives it right in. 15-6.
Great body control and making her way to the basket.
And Ambush brings it down and long three-point shot. And that's good by Sydney Brooks, number 20.
Sydney Brooks, great job there.
And it makes it 15-9. That's more
she's
like a ball
game. She's got six of the 9 points for Tuscarora.
And there's a foul. And that's on Maya Almond.
Her second. So you got to be careful. You might see Coach Rosicki get someone in here for her.
1:48 left to go in the first period.
Someone came in. Number 15 is... I don't have a number 15.
It's inbounded to Poffenberger. She kicks it back out.
That's Pick. Now Saylor with the long three.
Too hard. Rebound no good. And the Titans have it.
Chandler
Stewart.
Yep. To Thompson. Back to Ambush, but off her hands and out of bounds. Tuscarora having a tough time. With too many turnovers here early on. But they're still only within six. So they've made some headway. They just got to cut down on those turnovers.
1:22 left to go in the first period.
There's Ambush.
Over and back. Yep.
I'll tell you
good,
what.
Good call.
Great job here by Michaela Ambush. And staying with Saylor Poffenberger. That's two steals now she's gotten in the last two times they've had the ball. So great defense here by Michaela Ambush for Tuscarora.
Thompson's got it. She's double teamed.
Yep, they're playing, sitting in a zone and trapping the ball. Nice
intercept.
Yep, went the pass to ball to
Crutchfield.
Maya Allman and went, and Crutchfield intercepted it. Arnie with the ball out front now.
Arnie gets it back to Crutchfield. Crutchfield takes it around to the top of the key. She's looking for somebody to get it to.
That's Walker. Nice
and
shot.
Nice shot.
Two
was
shot.
That a, was
two.
That a three?
It was two.
Couldn't see the baseline.
It was two. Two shots.
17-9. 45 seconds left to go in the first period.
Nice shot by Brianna Walker.
Double teamed. Thompson has it.
Oh, nice pass into Allman.
22.
And she's fouled. Great pass by into Maya Allman.
That might have saved a basket.
Third F5 for Tuscarora is number 22, Maya Allman.
The fouls on Crutchfield. That's two for Brianna, so I'm sure Coach Poffenberger will have her take a seat for a while. Don't want to get that third.
First shot's good.
Yep.
Good. You're absolutely right. She's back on the bench now.
Yep. The You get those two fouls within first quarter, you're going to be sitting a little while. You don't want to get that third.
Ullman takes the next shot.
And
oh. No good.
That's no. That's
rebounded.
That's
by
Brianna Schill.
Oh, what a pass!
Nice pass.
Oh, nice pass down the court to Poffenberger, who caught it on the run and then laid it in.
Nicely done by Brianna.
10. Yeah.
Brianna Walker, great vision down the court. Nice, led her perfectly.
I don't have the number 15 on my
either.
Roster.
Nice move by Michaela.
Whoever
block.
She is, she did a pretty good job.
Nice block there by Poffenberger, but great move there by Ambush to get herself down the baseline. But when you're up against a 6'1 player, it's, sometimes that you're going to have your shot blocked. That's the end of the first, huh?
At the end of the first period, the score is Middletown 19, Tuscarora 10. You're listening to live high school basketball on AM 930 WFMD.
Come to Knott Arena as Mount St. Mary's basketball continues its run towards the NCAA tournament. This Thursday, the Mount takes on Robert Morris at 7 p.m. Get your tickets by calling 301-447-5700. That's 301-447-5700. Be a part of the mayhem and our journey to the tourney today.
And Mount St. Mary's is victorious!
Frederick County Basketball on 930 WFMD.
Welcome back, everybody. Ed Lilly with Steve Nibbs. I'm operating under a bit of a technical difficulty. Have you ever had glasses and had one lens pop out and it won't go back in? Well, yeah. That's it. I can still see, so we're good. Steve Nibbs, Ed Lilly, we're here, and I want to mention our sponsors. Premier Dental Arts, Dr. I can't read it. J. Day and the Day Home Team of Real Estate Teams, Dr. Cappuccino of
Cappuccino,
Mount Airy,
isn't it?
And
yeah.
Griffith Plumbing. They keep it flowing. And here we go. Inbounds pass. Poffenberger.
Oops, stepped out of bounds.
Gets it and steps out of bounds.
Michaela Ambush really making it tough.
Pressure pays off for the Titans.
Yes. Ambush doing a great job on Sailor Poffenberger tonight. Sticking right with her. Middletown back in their 2-3 zone. This is certainly
Brooks brings it over.
Shot.
Long shot. Right. No good. Poffenberger has it. She long pass down. Oh, she
nice
traveled.
Try. Yep. Nice try of the pass. A little long for Brianna Walker. Couldn't bring it in.
Yeah, she caught it, but had to take two steps. 7:41 left to go in the second period. Knights leading 19-10. Pass down. Trying to get it inside. It gets to number 32. Maya Waters.
Maya Waters. Didn't
but
quite go.
Yeah.
Middletown, the rebound. There goes Poffenberger.
And
off
a
the rim.
Rare miss.
Melanie Pick with the rebound and put back. Nicely done there by Melanie.
It was a nice drive to the baseline.
Yep.
Sydney Thompson. Brooks has it. Kicks it across the court to number 13, who is Michaela Ambush. Shot no good.
Rebound by Poffenberger.
Now, Poffenberger's got a teammate on the floor. She's dribbling the ball, and she reaches down to help him stand.
Oh, nice shot there. By Liz.
Who was
Brianna
that?
Schill.
Brianna Schill. That was great.
Nice shot by Brianna.
And I believe that was a timeout by the Titans.
Yes.
6:51 left to go here in the second period. Capacity crowd pretty much here tonight.
Indeed.
Getting colder, too.
Nice. Nice crowd here for Friday night.
Especially with all the people waving at you.
Yeah, I know. I don't know any of them. I'm just waving.
No, that's not true.
Great job here. Very nice crowd.
Yeah, it really
nice
is.
To see, it's nice to see that, and it's true when you go throughout the county to see the community support the local high school teams.
It really
and,
does.
Certainly, there's been a great following here for the girls' team because of the season they're having. You know, and everybody wants to come out and enjoy watching the team that's having the success they're having.
We saw Chuck Jenkins here earlier, yeah. Too, watching. So, good crowd.
So, it looks like we've got Pick, Schill, Poffenbarger Walker, and Molly Farron for Middletown. Thompson.
That's a 15 we do know.
Yeah.
Bringing the ball down the court is Sydney Brooks. She gets to the top of the key, looks for somebody to give it to. Kicks it over to Thompson. Thompson has it, gives it back to Brooks. Brooks is looking for a play to develop, double teamed for a second, and then loses the handle. That's
ambush.
Pick got it. Pick guards it, loses control.
And I think we'll have a foul.
And that was a foul. And
Brianna Bree Schill, that's her first.
And that was on Middletown.
Yep. So
Chandler Stewart's going to inbound it to Sydney Brooks. Brooks has it. She brings it across the timeline. Hard pass down to
Ambush to Allman. Good hustle there by Stewart.
Gets it to Thompson. Thompson all the way across back to Ambush. Long shot.
Oh, nice shot by
Ambush. That's a three-pointer, isn't
it? No, that was only two.
Wow.
Nicely done, though. Nice shot by Mikhail Ambush.
23-12, 11-point game. Sailor Poffenberger has it at the top of the key.
Tuscarora staying in there. Playing there. Man,
Farron has it.
Knocked out of bounds. Good defense by Tuscarora.
Pick's going to inbound it.
Kimi Gilchrist is in for Tuscarora. And I wish we had number 15.
And they don't know.
We don't have a 15, so.
So, yeah, even the announcer doesn't know who it is. Pick has it, kicks it into Poffenberger, kicks it back out.
Whoops.
Bad pass, but Pick recovers it. Gets it to Farron. Long shot, no good.
Nice job by there, Kayla Ambush for Tuscarora. Nice cross, reverse dribble. Nice job down the lane.
No ball.
Off the backboard, and guess who has the ball?
Long pass.
Pick. Oh,
she traveled.
Walked. Yep.
Lost her balance and
yep,
held the
ball. Lost her balance. And
Titans got lucky. They got away with the travel, too.
Yep.
But I've got to say, it seems to me that with three officials, they don't miss much.
No, it's a good thing.
And I think
said
so.
That, said that all season. I'm glad they were able to do that.
Here's long shot
15.
To two.
Oh,
it's good.
I don't wish we got to find out who that young girl is.
That's the mysterious number 15. And that makes it 23-14, back to a 9-point game.
That's what you wanted. Tuscarora in a zone here.
Farron on the outside, kicks it to Poffenberger. Poffenberger dribbles the ball and takes a long 3-pointer. No good. Too hard, actually. Which was amazing considering she was like 2
pass.
Feet past the foul line, 3-point line.
Walker tried to get it to Poffenbarger, and just a little too high. There goes Brooks. Back to Ambush, and she walked.
4:35 left to go in the second period. Middletown 23. Tuscarora Titans 14.
Brandenburg in for Bree Schill, and boy, Bree did a nice job while she was in there. And Gemma Cariotti is
Cariotti.
In as well.
Yeah. Kick back out. Now it's to Farron. Cariotti has it. Hard pass to Sailor Poffenberger. Oh. Tries to get it in, and she does to 23.
That's Haven Brandenburg. Just a little too hard off the backboard.
Yeah, she pivoted and shot, but it didn't go in.
Nice kick out pass to Ambush from Brooks.
They're really packing under the basket.
Ooh, in and out for Ambush. Great rebound there by Brandenburg, and she gets fouled.
Rebound, yeah, by Brandenburg. Again, she really fought for that ball.
She hustles all the time when she plays. Mikayla Ambush, her first foul. Team's fourth. Each team only has four. Pretty clean game so far, Ed.
It is. It really is. Farron has it. Kicks it over to Cariotti again. Back to Farron. Kicks it into Poffenberger. Nice shot. Rims and comes back out.
And it's going to stay down there with Middletown. Went off Tuscarora.
One of those that could go either way. Cariotti's going to inbound it. And they better hustle. And
ooh, good hustle by Gemma to get that ball and maintain possession for Middletown.
One of the Middletown players had it. Came off, and then Cariotti, following, racing in, got it and recovered it. That was a nice play. That Haven,
she up and down. So that'll be Tuscarora ball.
Well, it was blocked. It was a nice block.
Yes, she got herself trapped down there and still tried to take the shot.
Haven Brandenburg.
Now you got there's a Brooks.
Sydney the ball. Brooks.
Yep, nice pass inside to Allman. Too hard off
too
the rim.
Hard. Poffenberger with a rebound, crosses the half court,
there
drives the lane. And, I mean, she makes that look so easy.
That's a great body control. Kind of glides in the air.
302.
Oop,
25.
Sydney Brooks.
14.
Took an extra step there, so ball goes back over to Middletown. Catherine Puzzi going in now for Middletown along with Sarah O'Toole. So Coach
Bob. She's rotating a lot of players in and out.
And that's a good thing.
It is. Especially when you're getting ready for playoffs.
Yep, because you never know what's going to happen, and we certainly don't want anything to happen. But if it does, you've got some players that have a nice pass.
Cariotti with a touch pass to Poffenberger with a quick touch pass to
Catherine
Puzzi.
Puzzi. Nice job there. Great teamwork.
Sydney Brooks brings it down. She's looking for somebody to give it to. She kicks it over.
Here's
the mysterious
15.
Number 15 blocked by Sailor Poffenberger. In shooting, Poffenberger brings it all the way down, crosses the timeline, pitches it back out. Oh, that was a long shot. No
Molly
good.
Molly Farron. Three-point play. Possible three-point shot.
Didn't
go. There's ambush with the ball. Nice pass inside.
To the mysterious number 15.
And it went out on Tuscarora. Marley Tierney now coming in along with Hannah Thompson.
Number 21
is Chandler Stewart back
there. We'll find out who 15 is.
Well, I got to find out some. Hopefully, maybe halftime we can find out who she is. I want to give her credit.
Yeah, she's played well. Michaela Ambush inbounds. Gets back out to
Ambush
for three. No good. Air ball. Rebounded by Catherine Busey.
She's done a nice job since she's been in there.
She kicks it over to the right-hand side. Down to Cariotti.
Poffenberger tries to
feed it inside, but...
Stolen by Tuscarora. She walked. So back to Middletown.
A lot of turnovers.
Yes, too many. For
Middletown, Middletown gets it under its own basket, so...
Look at the Poffenberger and the lob.
It was almost like an alley-oop.
Yep. Hit off the back of the rim, but good play. Just didn't go. There's Thompson bringing it down the left side. Back to Ambush. Tierney. Back to Ambush. Three-point shot.
No good.
Too hard.
But rebounded by the Titans.
Couldn't quite get it to go.
A lot of people fighting for that. Poffenberger ends up with it. Almost turns it over, but doesn't. Manages a nice play.
Sarah O'Toole to Cariot. Nice shot.
She
by Molly Farron.
Backboard.
Yeah. Molly Farron.
Nice basket. 29-14 with 107 left to go in the first half.
Great shot by Molly Farron.
Michaela Ambush has it. She kicks it out to mysterious number 15. Ambush has it again. 15 takes a three-pointer.
Ooh, in and
almost
out.
Almost goes in.
Rebound by Sailor.
Poffenberger crosses the timeline. Walks across that big orange M. Gives it back to Molly Farron. They get it into Poffenberger, who
stolen. Good job by Hannah Thompson there to get the steal and bring it back up the floor for Tuscarora.
Was she triple teamed? Is that what I saw?
I think.
Another turnover.
Yep.
29-14, 31.5 seconds left to go in the second period.
Brianna Crutchfield back in, and Megan Shipley now in for Middletown. So it looks like, everybody has been in the game so far for Middletown. She's got everybody in. Yeah, Cariotti passing it to Shipley. Shipley with drive down. There goes Sarah O'Toole. Nice shot by Sarah. Sarah
it's
O'Toole.
Really hard to stop and then shoot.
Nicely done by Sarah O'Toole. 31-14 with 5 seconds left here at halftime. Another turnover, and I'm going to be a heave-ho. Too late.
And at the end of the first half of play, it's Middletown 31, Tuscarora 14. You're listening to live high school basketball here on AM 930 WFMD.
Maryland Terrapins basketball on Mid-Maryland Sports Leader, WFMD.
It's Rutgers at Maryland, live Saturday night starting at 7:30 on 930 WFMD. Frederick County basketball on 930 WFMD.
Welcome back, everybody. It's halftime here at Middletown High School. Steve Nibbs and Ed Lilly. And the pep band's playing, and I've got to tell you, there is this absolutely adorable kid. Maybe three, maybe four at the most. And she's down there with her dad, and she's dancing to this music. And I can't say she's got the best form, but enthusiasm, this lady can't be beat.
No, indeed. No, indeed.
The Middletown fans are happy. They're up 31-14. I've got to say, it hasn't been all one-sided. Tuscarora's made a couple nice runs, and they've had a number of turnovers. That, however, has been what's killed them.
Yes, too many turnovers, Ed, and the fact that the pressure put on by Middletown has certainly contributed to that. And then their zone defense has been tough forcing Tuscarora to take shots further out from the basket than they would like to. And, of course, the further out you get, the less chance you have of making it. And that's certainly been true tonight, unfortunately, for the Titans. As far as scoring goes, unofficially, I have, for Middletown, Sailor Poffenbarger has 8, Brianna Walker 2, Melanie Pick 2, Molly Farron 2, Alyssa Arney 2, Haven Brandenburg with 6, Brianna Crutchfield with 3, Bree Schill with 2, Catherine Pucci with 2, and Sarah O'Toole with 2. So you've had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 girls from Middletown contribute to the scoring, and then that just tells you how well-balanced they are and what depth they have on this team. For Tuscarora, Sydney Brooks has 5, Maya Allman has 3, Michaela Ambush has 3, and we'll find out here in a second. I'll go down and find out who our number 15. She hit a 3 as well. But I have to, Michaela Ambush certainly has been impressive this first half for Tuscarora. It's a lot of hustle. She's caused at least 3 steals, and guarding Sailor Poffenbarger made it tough for her. And then also put 3 points on the board for her team. Sydney Brooks, another one, has come through for the Titans in his first half, but they just have been outmanned by Middletown. Too many turnovers, bad passing,
They've
rushed their shots, and they're being forced away from the basket. And when they were in close, just a little too hard off the glass, and then comes back off, and they're not getting. With Crutchfield and Poffenbarger, they're not getting many second shots. Smarts big time. If you're not making those other shots, you want to at least get a second crack at it, and they have not been able to do that.
I think one of the things that impressed me in the first half is the way that Sailor Poffenbarger glides in between players. I mean, she's so fluid. I don't know how else to describe that. And dribbling the ball, it looks effortless for her to just cruise between two players with the ball and then lay it in. She's done that a couple times.
That's just about good players in her the caliber that Sailor Poffenbarger is. That's what she's, she's learned and been able to work herself, and definitely you see a very committed young lady and how to play this game over the years as she's grown up. And to have someone her height have the body control and do all the things she does is just amazing to watch. Because usually when a freshman comes in who's 6'6", they're still kind of gawky, a little awkward. But not the case with Sailor.
You never see somebody of that age with that height have that agility and have the ability to dribble the ball the way she does. I mean, I think everybody I've talked to about her has said the same thing, which is it's spectacular to see somebody like that dribble the ball as well as she does. And I think that's one of the things that you got to give her credit for that, and give her mom credit, too, for training her.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, mom is a D1 player herself, and mom's she's playing dual role here. She's got to be coach and mom. But I know since mom has played at that level, she'll keep Sailor grounded and also work with her with the mental aspect of the game. As she gets older and matures, you'll see a difference there.
I don't think there's any question about that. I mean, I was very impressed by Sailor when we interviewed her for Frederick County Sports Weekend and as Player of the Month. But you could still tell she's a freshman, you know? And I was just sitting there when we were doing the interview thinking, oh, my goodness, what is this young lady going to be like in 3 years as a senior? So, Frederick County, you've got a lot to look forward to in the coming season.
Indeed you
51
do.
51 seconds to the end of halftime. And I don't think we're going to go back to the station. I think we're just going to keep it right here. And this time, let's see. The Titans will be going from our left to our right. Players are coming on. And I think the officials have done a pretty darn good job.
Yeah, they have. They let them play, but it's been a clean game for...
It really has. I haven't seen any... I've seen a couple things they didn't call I probably would have called. But then I'm missing one lens of my glasses.
And we're not wearing the striped shirt, so it doesn't matter.
Thank God. Yeah.
So you got...
They've got one of the toughest jobs you've got next to being a coach.
You got Cram, Amaya Waters, Kayla Ambush, Sydney Brooks, and... Trying to get the other number here for Tuscarora. Maya Allman. Then you got Poffenbarger.
And she's inbounding the ball.
Yeah, you got Poffenbarger, Arnie, Crutchfield, Brandenburg.
And she gets it to Arnie, Arnie brings it down to the top of the key.
And Lexi Hofflinger.
Back to Poffenbarger, who gets it down to
Brandenburg.
Brandenburg kicks it back out to Arnie.
Nice pass inside.
To pick.
Oh, she took an extra step.
No, not to pick. Excuse me. That was a Hofflinger.
Hofflinger just took an extra step. Great pass there by Brianna Crutchfield down low. Now we see the backcourt pressure here by Middletown.
Crutchfield tried to stop the inbound pass, and they got it in anyway. And that is Ambush. Ambush loses the handle on the ball. Knocked out of bounds. Nice play.
That'll be Tuscarora ball.
I thought it
ball.
Was Arnie that knocked it out of bounds. And now they're defending the inbound pass, an inbounding by Stewart. Number 20 gets it.
That's Brooks.
Brooks, nice hard pass over to number 13. That's Michaela Ambush. Back out to the top of the key. Almost a nice shot.
Nice looking shot there
soft.
By...
Ambush,
by
excuse me. Poffenbarger dished it off to Hofflinger, but a little too hard. And Hofflinger gets a foul.
That's her first.
It's inbounded, full court press by in the Knights. Crutchfield's trying to stop. No good. Arnie's now. Both Arnie and Crutchfield are double teaming. Is that Brooks?
Yep.
And Brooks breaks that. Outside shot.
Oh, nice shot by Ambush.
Is that a three?
Yep.
Nice shot. And that makes it 31-17.
Tuscarora's got to get some stops and get themselves back in single digits.
Sailor.
Another nice pass outside to Brandenburg. Outside.
Brandenburg couldn't get it. She's twisted her ankle. She's down on the court.
Yep. I hope it's not... anything real, real bad, because this time of year you don't want to see the injuries, especially a senior. She wants to be able to play in the playoffs. And,
let's see. She's able to get
up and get off on her own power. We'll see.
She's up. She's in pain. You can see that. And they're going to help her walk off the court. That's not a good sign.
Yeah. That's going to be ice here.
Now she's walking under her own steam.
That's good. She'll be on some ice. For a while.
I've seen that before, and the players come back in the same game.
There's no need for her to risk it tonight. You know. So Tuscarora gets the ball to bounce, and it's going to Sydney Brooks.
Stewart gets it to, as you said, Brooks. Brooks has it at the top of the key. dishes it off to the side, takes it again, dishes it off way to the side. And Michaela Ambush had it. Of course, she made that three a minute ago now. Brooks shoots a three, ooh, and that's good. And now it's an 11-point game, 20-31 with 6:06 left to go in the third period. Nice inside Crutchfield pass to Crutchfield, and that was Hofflinger who won the assist. Now it's full court press. And they managed to break it, and it's almost, and it is, tipped by Poffenberger, who broke that pass up, and then Middletown got the ball, so it's a steal. And
Lexi,
yeah,
the
she
shot
can't get it,
no
in
good.
It's too far. Now they kick it back out, and it's a long, ooh, shot, but it's an air ball. That was
Arnie. Yep.
It's going to be inbound to Chandler Stewart.
Maya Allman now in for Tuscarora.
And is that Hannah Thompson in front of us? It is. Thompson's got the ball, and she brings it down across the timeline.
That's Sydney Brooks.
Is it?
Yep.
That's not 10?
Nope, it's 20.
Oh, it is. Boy, it doesn't look it, does it?
Good passing here by Tuscarora.
Right, it is. Nice try for a three-point shot, but no good. And Arnie gets it, brings it down.
Whoop. Crutchfield went to, Brianna went to go to the bucket. She would have got there, except she got a little ahead of herself and took an extra step. Gemma Cariotti now in for the Knights.
And she comes in for Lexi Hofflinger. You're right, it's Brooks from this angle. From the back angle, that two looked like a one.
Middletown in their zone defense, 2-3 zone. Nice job by
and nice
Brooks.
Layup off the back of the glass. 22-33, 11-point game. Poffenberger, deep pass, too hard. Was intended
a little
to
too,
pick.
Maybe a little too high and in front of Melanie Pick.
And Middletown took that, right?
Yeah. Coach Poffenberger.
I can tell you what she's saying right now.
Settle down.
Calm down. Yep. Be deliberate. You know, play with intensity, but pay attention.
Tuscarora needs to see if they can get that lead down under 11, get down in single digits and work from there. But they is too inconsistent with the bringing the ball up and down the floor and the passings. It's been erratic.
I mean,
turnovers have cost them. But, you know, the last couple times they've put together a nice little run here. 8-2 run. Or 5-2 run.
Every time that Middletown started to put them away, they've come back.
Yep. They've only scored 2 points here in the second half, Middletown. And that's what Tuscarora wants to do. They want to get those stops, and then there looks like they're starting to get a little momentum, knocking down some outside shots. We'll see what happens here in this possession. This could be a good possession for Tuscarora if they get a bucket here and get it down to 9.
Brooks has it, and she crossed the timeline. And she was intending to get it off a double team.
Look at that shot.
Oh, what a shot. Underhanded and tried to lay it in, but it didn't go. Poffenberger has it, crosses the timeline. Gives it to
Brianna Walker.
Walker kicks it back out to Poffenberger, who shoots a three, no good.
Look
and Michaela Ambush.
Oh, she missed Cram. Cram was up there all by herself.
Brooks shoots, ooh, and that's good, but not a three, I don't think, was it?
Yep, two.
It was a two.
Yep.
24-33 is a 9-point game now. Poffenberger has it from Middletown, the top of the key. She kicks it off to Cariotti.
Back nice to, pass.
That was a great pass.
To Melanie Pick.
Pick was just in perfect position.
Using that left hand. That's nice job.
Brooks has it at the top of the key. She's trying to set a play up. She drives the baseline.
Nice
bounce pass to 22.
That's
no good.
Maya
I think
Allman.
It was tipped.
Yep.
And let's see. Is that Brianna Walker had it?
A little too hard pass off of Gemma Cariotti's hands.
35-24, 3:44 in the third period left to go, and it's back to an 11-point lead.
I just heard the name, but we couldn't. The number 15's back end. So,
did she? They say what the name was?
Yeah, they say the name. I didn't catch it.
Oh darn it! Michaela Ambush had the ball. Now it's to Brooks. Brooks has it, trying to get somewhere to shoot. Shot clock down to 11. 15. Oh, nice play.
Nice shot there.
Cariotti's being pursued hotly. Gets it across the timeline. She's got the ball for the Knights.
Nice
pass off
defense
the hands
by Crayon. Nice
Picks.
Pass to 15.
15, perfect layup,
yes, she is.
And it's in. So it's now 26 to 35. Well, they haven't put the points up yet. Three-point shot, no good.
Middletown have a tough time scoring here in the second
did
half.
Did I miss something, or is it 24 to 35?
It is. Yep.
Okay.
Nice pass to Maya Allman.
Still an 11-point game.
There's Brooks.
Three-pointer.
Three.
Wasn't it?
Yes. That's her.
So
that's her second.
That'll make it 27 to 35. That's an 8-point game now. Sailor Poffenberger has the ball. Almost loses it. Gets it to the top of the key. Pass under the basket to Pick. Easy 2 points.
Yeah, they're not. They don't know where someone's getting behind them. They got to do a better job on defense here. They're getting in down underneath behind the Tuscarora defense, getting some easy shots.
Brooks shoots nice one-handed layup.
Boy, that's 12 points for her in the second half, Ed.
6-point game. Poffenberger has the ball at the top of the key. Cariotti gets it. Walker has it. Back out to Walker.
Passing to Poffenberger.
Easy basket for Poffenberger. 39, back to an 8-point lead. Poffenberger is guarding Ambush. Ambush dishes it back out to the top of the key.
Ooh, Graham.
Wasn't that a
three-pointer? Yep, it's three for Graham.
Nice shot.
Nicely done here. Tuscarora caught on fire here in the second half.
39-34. 5-point game with 1:32 left to go here.
There, see, two laps, too much.
Oh, they got, yeah, they just got
there.
Relaxed, and they got an easy pass into Anna Carfield.
Got to move their feet.
41-34.
They got to move your feet.
And that's a long shot by number 15. No good. Poffenberger has it, loses it. Picked up by Brooks.
And
Brooks is fouled, but no basket. See who the foul is on.
Gemma Cariotti. That's her first. Middleton has two team fouls. Tuscarora
has none.
None.
So Brooks at
Brooks,
the line.
She's had a great night tonight. 15 points to this point.
No good. Bounces in and out.
Maybe I should have not said anything. I jinxed
yeah.
it.
Yeah. You're not as bad as Pete, though. I have to warn him. Stop chasing
yeah,
him.
I do the same thing.
34 to 41. Brooks is going to try to narrow that with her second shot. And that's no good. Rebounded by Walker. Walker gets it to Farron. Poffenberger has it, drives the lane. Oh, that was nice. Soft one-handed, and she guarded him.
Yep, put her body between her and the defender.
Yeah, that was a great play, an easy basket for him. Back to a 9-point game, 43-34. Brooks has it at the top of the key. They're trying to set a play up. They get it to the outside.
Oh, in and out by Crayon.
Almost. Great shot.
Nice try there by Shannon Crayon.
Farron has it, kicks it off to Poffenberger. Poffenberger's waiting now, signaling for the ball. She shoots a three, no
Ooh,
good.
That's the air ball there.
Boy, it's unusual because normally
yeah.
she's very, very good on those.
Yep.
I don't think she's made one tonight.
No.
And yet I think she still has the majority of points on the team, doesn't she?
Yeah, she has 12 going right now for the Knights.
12 seconds, clock's running down.
I think Brianna got her picked up her third foul here.
Yep.
Brianna Crutchfield.
She held her.
Got her with the body.
Foul number 33, Bree Crutchfield. That's her third.
And she
yep.
Made.
9.2 seconds left to go. Nice shot, no good.
And
Ambush loses out of bounds. Middletown has it with 4.8 seconds left. And if I'm Middletown, I try to score here.
No, they're going to probably get. She'll put it up here right now. Oh, that's one thing you don't want to see is a a foul with less than a second.
And when you're shooting from 3 points.
Yeah. I don't know if it was a shooting foul. I think it was a be out of bounds.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah. So it'll just be Middletown's ball with 0.7. I don't know if they'll be, unless you catch it and shoot it right away.
Well, you got to jump, catch it, and shoot it.
Yep.
And they do. Up. No good. Nice try, though.
Yep, sure was.
At the end of three periods of play, it's Middletown 43, Tuscarora Titans 34. You're listening to live high school basketball on AM 930 WFMD.
Maryland Terrapins basketball, all on 930 WFMD Frederick.
Welcome back, everybody. Ed Lilly with Steve Nibbs. We're here at Middletown High School, where the Middletown Lights lead by 9, 43-34. The Titans made a nice run.
Yes, they've cut 5 points off that halftime lead and got within, I think, 8 or 7 here.
I think five at one point. Okay, Brooks has it, drives, kicks it back out, shot, no good.
Good hustle by Michaela Ambush.
Yeah.
Keeps it alive for Tuscarora.
Brooks has it again. Passes it in to the mysterious number 15. Sailor Poppenberger makes the rebound after it fails to go in. She brings it across the timeline, passes it down to the baseline.
It's Bree Schill.
And now it's
Brianna Aaron. Walker for three, no good.
And rebounded by
number 15, got fouled.
And guess who fouled? Crutchfield.
That's her fourth now.
I think it is her fourth.
Yep, so I think
she's going to have a seat. 7:21 left to go in the game.
Haven Brandenburg in for Brianna Crutchfield.
Sydney Brooks brings it across the timeline. Going to try to set something up.
Drives to the basket, off the backboard, going the other way.
Sound ball.
Oh, the other official said it was touched by Middletown, so Tuscarora.
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hannah Thompson in.
And that's going to be Ambush inbounding the ball.
Sydney Brooks gets a chance to catch a little bit of a breather. She's had a great job, good game tonight.
And now that was a foul.
She called for a walk. Yeah.
It was a foul, but it was a Middletown player fouling another Middletown player.
Bree Schill got up there, and her and Haven got banged into one another. And
yeah.
Bree had the ball, so she's called for the walk.
Two hard pass inbound.
That's going to be back. Nope. It's okay.
And let's see.
That's Hannah Thompson.
Thompson's being kicks it out to number 5, who shoots no good. And now Sailor has it down the court to Walker.
Nice pass from Walker to
fouled.
Brianna Schill.
And Schill's fouled as she's shooting under the basket by number 23. That's Shannon Cram.
That's her first team.
Craham.
For Middletown is number 30, Bree Schill.
6:47 left to go in the game.
A little too hard there from Bree. Get her second shot.
She could make it a 10-point game if she makes it.
Nicely
and she
done
does.
There.
That one's all there. I mean, all net.
44-34 here. Hannah Thompson bringing the ball up for Tuscarora.
Kicks it off to
Marley Turney. Yep. Whoop.
Travel.
She said they said Ambush traveled. She didn't think she did, but Alyssa Arnie coming in for the Knights.
Poffenberger has it at the top of the key. Kicks it in,
ooh,
and it's
nice
blocked.
Nice block by.
What a great block shot.
There goes Ambush.
And that's a foul by Sailor.
Yep, that was a great job by Ambush to force her to foul her. That's her first.
That's her first team's hit. At the line for Tuscarora's number 13, Michaela Ambush.
Ambush is a pretty darn good player.
Yeah, she's done a nice job tonight on both ends of the floor.
First shot is up. And it bounces.
From the rim and bounces back. Maya Allman in now for Marley Tierney.
And Alyssa Arney's in now for Middletown. And that's her good. Second shot is good. Inbounded quickly in by Maryland. Cariotti got it. And Poffenberger. Oh, and that's, I think, going to be a foul ambush.
Yep. She stumbled. She stumbled and fell right into it. Otherwise, she may have to pass.
She was trying to steal the pass, yeah.
That's her third. So she's got to be careful.
Inbounded. It's in. Cariotti has it.
A nice pass inside.
No good. Too hard.
To Brandon Burke. Good hustle by Ambush again. And she's going to bring the ball up.
Yeah, she's everywhere on the court. Poffenberger's chasing the ball.
Graham.
And it's stolen. Bad pass.
Molly Farron to Arnie.
Nice pass.
Oh,
too hard.
Ambush
Arnie
again.
Had a layup, but no good.
Hannah Thompson. The Ambush. Three-pointer.
No good.
By Graham. Good hustle.
I think that's a foul in Middletown. We'll see.
Yep.
Middletown foul number 20, Alyssa Arnie. That's her second, team six. Coming into the game for
Alyssa Arnie.
Number 33, Bree Crutchfield.
Bree Crutchfield back in.
Well,
Sydney Brooks back in.
5:43 left to go.
Sydney Brooks back in.
Quick pass out to Brooks on the outside.
Ooh,
no good. Rebounded by
Walker.
Breanne Walker. Sailor Poffenberger has the ball. Back pass to the outside. Shot by Cariotti. No good.
That was Molly Farron.
Oh, Farron. I'm sorry.
Nice pass. And good.
Goes
number 15.
In.
See who it is.
Mysterious number 15.
Still can't understand who he's saying.
I think the first name is Camille.
Good passing by Middletown to Crutchfield.
And that's a three, I think,
nope,
isn't it?
That's
nope.
Two.
46-37.
Hey.
9-point game, 4:58 left to go.
Tuscarora just cannot make a big enough dent in this lead. Good
Ambush
double team over there in the corner.
Teamed.
And got a foul. And
I think that's on Poffenberger.
Yep, that was her second, if it is. They'll go 1-1 here now because that's the seventh team foul for Middletown.
Middletown foul number 20, Alyssa.
20 is Lissa Arning. That's her second.
Team 7. Crosswords in the bonus outline shooting the 1-1 for the Titans is number 13, Kayla Ambush.
Ambush's first shot is up.
Oop, that won't count because
you had a player came down and that's going to break it.
Yep.
So
it's a 1-1, and she makes it, but one of her players
violation.
Lost her balance and fell into the lane. Oh, boy.
Pass down to...
Oh, yep.
And she
Bree
jumped.
Went to jump and pass it and wasn't there, and she
up
came
and
back down.
Yep. Up and down. Brooks has it now for the Titans, crossing the timeline. 4:41 left to go in the game, 46-37. Middletown, that's a long one.
Good.
No good.
Maya Allman on the hustle to get it.
She gets it.
To Graham.
It back out. Brooks has it.
Ambush.
Kicks it back out to Ambush. No good off the backboard.
Here comes Arnie.
Arnie has it. Brings it across the timeline. Now she slows down.
To Farron.
She gets it to Farron again. Farron kicks it out to Poffenberger. Poffenberger drives.
Oh, nice move.
Oh, man.
Little
she's
head fake.
So
like she's
graceful. She looks like she's going to go one way and then instantly switches to the other side. That was great. 48-37, 11-point game.
Oh,
what a
poor, tough break for Sydney Brooks on that
Brooks
one.
Had a nice layup. It really looked like it was going to go in. It didn't. And that's a foul. That's going to be an Arnie, too, I think.
Yep, that's her third. See if we can get this thing, lady's name.
Middletown foul, number 20, Alyssa Arnie. That's her fourth, team's eight. At the line, shooting for
touch
scores, number 15,
Camille Martin.
There we go.
Oh, at long last. First shot is good.
We certainly apologize to the Martins if they're listening. Now we got your daughter, her name, so Camille now gets a
Of course, she wasn't on the roster, so it's not really our fault.
Well, we'd like to be able to have the names.
Yeah, absolutely.
So
and especially as well as she's played.
Yes.
Second shot almost goes out, but it goes in. So it's now 39-48, 9-point game. Middletown has the ball, gets it into
Taylor
Poffenberger, who easily scores. 50-39. 11
great pass
game,
by Walker.
3:41 left to go. Brooks has it, brings it down to the timeline, trying to set something up. Kicks the ball in, back out to Martin. Martin shoots. Is that a three?
Three, yes.
That's good. The 8-point game, 50-42, 3:25 left to go.
Camille Martin has done an outstanding job tonight.
She has Farron.
Farron
comes in, and it's a long shot.
Oh,
and that's a three, isn't it?
Yes. Walker.
And it's stolen. Farron has it. She's driving down the lane. She'll take her time. There's no reason to rush.
Oh, nice pass.
What a pass.
To Crutchfield.
Unbelievable. She offhandedly kind of handed the ball out into the
almost
air.
Like, almost like a no-look pass to
yeah,
her.
Yeah, that was great. 55-42, Middletown leading. Brooks has it, drives the lane, pops and shoots, and that's good. Good.
I'll tell you what. Sydney Brooks has had an outstanding game tonight. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 13, 16, 19 points for Sydney Brooks. Outstanding ball game.
Back to an 11-point game.
Camille Martin, 6, 3, 6, 8, 10, 12 for Camille Martin. So she's really contributed. Those two certainly have stepped up tonight.
And that was Brianna Walker for the three, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, that was a great shot.
That's good. Sailor Poffenbarger has 16. Brianna Crutchfield right now has 11. And then it's spread out with the other girls. But again, you have so many 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 kids, players from Middletown have contributed to the scoring tonight. Need to say more.
I think it's only five players that have scored for the Titans.
Yes. Sydney Brooks had an outstanding game along with
Camille Martin. So you think next year when the Titans have a little more depth, it'll be different?
They've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 coming back next year. Tanner Stewart's one. Michaela Ambush, she's back. Shannon Craham is back. So they got a nucleus there to work with.
Molly Farron's going to inbound it. And she kicks it into...
That's Megan Shipley now with it.
Walker has it, gives it to Farron, gives it to Sailor Poffenberger.
Nice pass.
Off the hands of Brianna Walker.
Which recovers. Great pass
kicks
to Crutchfield.
Into number 30 field. Ooh.
And Poffenberger with the rebound and putback.
How did she do that? It's just amazing.
Great body control and great, knows where she is and knows where that ball's coming off the rim.
Yeah, but when she stretched, she almost looked like she was level with the basket. Nice shot, no good. Walker gets the rebound. Kicks it down to Poffenberger. Poffenberger's being pursued. Holds it up. Gives it off to Farron. Farron's at the top of the key looking for somebody. They're taking their time now. They're milking the shot clock. Back off to Poffenberger, who doesn't shoot.
Walker, no good.
No good.
Thompson.
Air ball. Thompson has it.
Blocked and stolen.
Blocked and stolen by Poffenberger, who gets her own rebound. No good. Gets it again.
And fouled.
And the basket's good.
That's number 20 for Sailor.
And I think if you said something to her, she'd be giving herself a hard time for the basket she just missed twice.
Yeah.
She wouldn't be talking about making it. She'd be talking about, I missed it twice.
Yeah.
But what dedication and pursuit. Two people there on her, and she kept out-hustling them.
You keep battling. That's what she does.
First shots away, all net.
Three-point play.
It's 60-44.
She'll have a
seat
now.
And now they're letting everybody come in. 1:32 left to go in the game. Brooks brings it across the timeline. Drives the baseline. Kicks it off to...
Nice shot by Chandler Stewart.
Chandler Stewart. Was that a three?
Two.
46-60. 1:17 left to go. Arnie has it across the timeline. Gives it to Crutchfield.
That's Hofflinger.
Hofflinger has it.
To Shipley. There goes Brianna.
And that's a nice layup.
She has 10 points this half.
62-46. Under a minute left in the game. Brooks has it. Three-point shot, no good. Too short. And that's going to be Haven Brandenburg inbounding it. Full court press now. She gets it off.
The Shipley.
And Arnie has it. Arnie gets it to Shipley again. Back off to Crutchfield.
That's Sarah O'Toole now is in the game for Middletown.
Pivot. Arnie wants a shot. Takes it, no good. And then it's
recovered
up
by Haven Brandenburg.
And Brandenburg pivots and shoots, and that's a good basket. 64-46. 24 seconds left to go in the game. Brooks has it again. And she drives the lane and lays it in. 48-64 with 10 seconds left in the game. Long pass.
Shipley with the shot, no good.
Arnie, no good. And that's the game. As the clock expires, it's Middletown 64, Tuscarora Titans 48. You're listening to live high school basketball on AM 930 WFMD.
Frederick County basketball on 930 WFMD.
Back, everybody. Ed Lully with Steve Nibbs. We just watched the Middletown Knights girls win another game at home, 64-48 against the Tuscarora Titans. I want to thank our sponsors again, Premier Dental Arts, Dr. Cappuccino of Mount Airy, Jay Day and the Day Home Team of Real Estate Teams, and Griffith Plumbing. And we really do appreciate it.
Yeah, Middletown now goes to 21-1 overall. They remain undefeated in the conference. And we'll get to see them next Tuesday night against the Cadets. Scoring-wise for the Knights, Sailor Poffenbarger led the way with 21. Bree Walker had 5. Melanie Pick had 6. Molly Farron, 2. Alyssa Arnie, 2. Bree Brandenburg, 8. Haven Brandenburg, 8. Brianna Crutchfield, 13. Bree Schill, 3. Karen Puzzy, 2, and Sarah O'Toole had 2. So, again, very well rounded and balanced scoring by the Knights and many contributing. The Titans made a run in that second half, Ed. I'm sure Coach Radzinski is proud of that effort because of the first half, the way it went. They almost scored twice as many points in the second half as they did in the first half. They had 17, and then they end up with 48, so they scored 31.
And they closed within 5.
And Middletown ended up with scoring 33. So the second half was 33-31. So that's a little something there for them to work at. Scoring-wise, Sydney Brooks had an outstanding ball game. She ended up with 21 herself, 2 by Stewart, 3 by Allman. Crayham had 3, Ambush had 6, and Camille Martin with 12 certainly made a difference and helped that team out. They end up now 9-11 overall record, and look forward to seeing what they can do maybe here in the first, second round of the playoffs. But they got their work cut out being in that 3A division with Ligonier and Frederick.
It'll be fun next week. Really will be. I want to thank Bob Dacey for running the boards as he does a wonderful job once again tonight. Thanks, Bob. And Frank Mitchell, of course, as always, for running everything. And Mike Desmond, the athletic director, for getting us a beautiful view.
Yes.
And everybody's very nice to hear at Middletown, so we really appreciate that. Once more, final score, Middletown 64, Tuscarora Titans 48. You've been listening to live high school basketball on AM 930 WFMD.
Frederick County basketball has been brought to you by Jay Day and the Day Home Team of Real Estate Teams. Frederick's first choice for all your real estate needs. Griffith Plumbing. When you need a plumber, they'll do it right. Go to griffithplumbing.com. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, and sports. Premier Dental Arts. All your dental needs in one place.
Maryland men's and women's basketball.
The Mount St. Mary's University basketball team.
The Mark Turgeon Coaches Show. And Frederick County Sports Weekend.
Tune in again next time for the best in local high school sports action. Or find the podcast of this game on WFMD.com.